For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. Last month, Missouri marijuana legalization group, Show Me Cannabis, filed a ballot initiative for 2016 that seeks to regulate marijuana consumption the same as alcohol. Now, another group is trying to give Missourians a broader option. Cody Newell has more.
The Missouri Cannabis Restoration and Protection Act of 2016 seeks to fully legalize marijuana use and cultivation for all residents of Missouri with no age limits. Mark Pedersen of the Cannabis Patient Network Institute wrote the initiative, which was submitted to the Secretary of State's office on December 2nd. He believes that Colorado's legalization didn't go far enough, and Show Me Cannabis's efforts won't either.
Colorado represents the one state in the union that is the most legal. Why would we want something less than what Colorado has? And that's what Show Me is presenting.
In addition to no age limits, Pedersen's group also seeks to avoid DUI rules for drivers under the influence of marijuana products. In Kansas City, I'm Cody Newell.
For years, actors from New York City have joined theater productions in the tiny central Missouri town of Arrow Rock. The Lyceum Theater draws visitors to the town of 56 people throughout the summer. But for the first time in its 54-year history, the theater is staging a winter production of The Christmas Carol. The show ends this Sunday. A winter production has never been held at the theater out of concern that bad weather would prevent people from driving the back roads to get to Arrow Rock, located about 40 miles west of Columbia. Earlier this month, the Missouri Supreme Court heard three cases testing the legality of traffic cameras. But House Republican Paul Kirtman wants to give the final say to voters. Kirtman says some cities in his own district, like Washington, Missouri, have banned the cameras out of concern for public safety and trust.
At the end of the day, a lot of it's just really about municipalities generating revenue in a way that actually builds barriers of distrust between the people and their government. The people of Missouri are ready to vote on this themselves and bring an end to the issue altogether.
Kirtman believes Missourians will vote to ban the camera. The bill he's filed does not call for a constitutional amendment, but would change the state traffic regulation statutes. University of Missouri defensive coordinator Dave Steckel has landed his first head coaching job. The 57-year-old Steckel was named the next head coach at Missouri State University on Sunday. Steckel has worked with Gary Pinkel during his entire tenure at Mizzou, and Associate Athletic Director for Communications Chad Muller says that his connections built at Mizzou will lead him to early success.
I think that's a great fit for Missouri State. You know, they're bringing in a guy who knows the landscape of the state. He knows, you know, so many people from his time here that I think it's going to be very advantageous to him to hitting the ground running and bringing in some great talent down there in Springfield.
Steckel will remain with Mizzou through the team's appearance in the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Day. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.